this morning.
Yes, Melissa Matuszak joining us here, director and curator of the DeVos Art Museum at Northern, and you've got a party coming up, kind of.
Yep, we sure do. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we are opening an exhibition by artist Erica Lord, and she is actually a Uper girl. She grew up in Chatham. But she went to the School of the Art Institute in Chicago, studied art down there, got her master's degree, and now she's living up in Fairbanks, Alaska, where she's teaching. So she flew in. We've been installing her show for the past week and a half, and tonight we have our reception.
What are some of the things that folks can view? Is this on the wall? Is it sculpture? Mm-hmm. What are we looking at?
She works in a little bit of everything. She's primarily a photographer, and she makes videos, too.
Hmm.
So her photography is mostly self-portraits. And so they're a lot of fun. She deals a lot with identity. She's a Native American artist who, she's also Finnish. And so she comes from a lot of different backgrounds. She's got a little bit of Japanese in there. So she's dealing a lot with this different identities in her self-portrait. So she dresses up with cheap stage makeup and makes herself look all different types, and they're just hilarious. There's about 14 of them up on the wall, all in a big long line, so you can see all these different identities that she takes on.
It's very interesting when you look at it, is looking at the release here about it, in particular that she is, like you said, many different aspects of art, but it kind of drives home the message of what the perceptions can come from the imagery that you're presented with.
Yep, absolutely. It's she plays around with those ideas of how do you interpret what you're looking at or who you're looking at? And just based on changing your hair color or your eye color, how do you, what do you think of this person and how do you see them? So
another interesting side of this too is, you know, when you think, okay, the art museum, you know, people walk in the door and probably have a preconceived notion of what is in there. And it's not, because this is a great example of just how diverse the art world really is and can be.
Yeah, absolutely. And we like to have fun at the DeVos. It's not the kind of museum where you walk in and it's, shh, be quiet. Don't make any loud noises. We do a lot of public programming. For instance, these receptions, we have food and it's, you know, a fun way to get to meet the artist. And so we like to have fun with it.
Now the reception is 6 to 8 o'clock tonight, but a few other things going on. I know she's doing some a bit of a talk and whatnot. What else can folks check out?
Well, tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the Art and Design Lecture Hall, which is just around the corner from the museum, Erica will be giving a talk about her background and about her work and her experiences. And then the museum received a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to do a workshop. So we're going to bring some students in from Bay Mills Community College, Keweenaw Bay, Ojibwa Community College, and Northern to do a workshop with Erica on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And finally, we'll be printing a catalog for the show. And this is the first time we've ever done that. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, sounds like it.
I think that it's going to be unique. We're going to continue with Melissa. Talk a little bit more about not just this particular exhibit and reception.
No, we've got her here. We might as well learn about the museum itself.
Sure. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You're a campus entity, but you are certainly not limited as far as folks coming in to see what it's all about. Right. Matter of fact, here's a great plea from you, encouraging people to come and take a look.
I absolutely always want to let people know that we are open to the public and we're free. Everything that we do is of no cost. And there's really two things about the museum that a lot of people don't realize is that we do have a lot of special events that go on. Pretty much every show that we do, we have an artist here. And so they come from out of town, so it gives folks a chance to come and meet the artist directly, which is a lot of fun. We screen films. We've got a film screening coming up at the end of this month, a really, really great film. It's a documentary about two political artists. So, you know, we do a lot of this, and we have lectures. We've got usually about 3 or 4 lectures happening each semester, and our website's a great place to find out more information about that.
Well, the other thing, too, is being a campus entity, folks can, I'm sure, see a lot of the work that is done in the art department at Northern with the students. You were talking about the senior show a little bit earlier, too.
Yep. We, at the end of each semester, our last show is always the senior exhibition, and I think this semester we're probably going to have between 50 and 60 students in the show. So it's always a big show, and it's always incredible to see what these students come up with.
And the other side too, and we brought this up earlier, is really the diversity within the walls there, because you'll have sculpture, you'll have painting, but as you mentioned, you'll have film, you'll have photography like we're dealing with Erica Lord right here, it's be ready to be surprised when you go in.
Absolutely. And the other side of it is our permanent collection. We have a permanent art collection. We have about over 1,000 pieces of art that we keep in storage, and we bring it out every once in a while. We put it on display, and it's really a great resource for anyone who comes in there to learn about different types of art. So we've got sculpture, we've got photography, we were talking about the comic books that we have. So we have a gallery in the back of the museum that we often will have pieces from the permanent collection out on display. So it's there, it's a resource, and it's a great thing.
Now, with tonight's event, it's a reception for Erica Lord, who is the new exhibit. How long does the exhibit run? How long is that mounted?
Through February 14th.
Tonight is open to the public. You've got some talks and lectures that are open to the public, and you've started to touch on a bit of a website. What is the website officially for the museum?
It's www.nmu.edu/DeVosArtMuseum.
And your regular hours are what? We got the reception tonight, but maybe people can't make that, but they're hearing about the museum and knowing now that they're invited. When are you open? When can they be there?
We're open on the weekends from 1 to 4 p.m., and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 to 5. And then if you're working during the week but you want to come by, on Thursday, we're actually open noon till 8 o'clock.
Sounds interesting. Again, and Erica Lord, Uper Girl, as you mentioned, a Chatham native, now living up in Fairbanks, Alaska. And it's a combination, you said, mostly photography?
Mm-hmm. A lot of photography, but some video and a few sculptures, too.
Well, do keep us in mind when you got something going on.
I will.
Because this is always interesting, and there's always activity and movement going on within the walls at the DeVos Museum. Good to see you, Melissa.
Yeah, thank you so much for having
me. Melissa Matuszak joining us here this morning, director and curator of the DeVos Art Museum on campus.